Well, what's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Passport Bros Were So Bad in Cartagena That They Actually Did a Good Thing. So, I'm out here in Cartagena, guys. It's my last day. Tomorrow, I take off back to Miami. And, God, I hate going back to America, but America's only good for money, you know? But anyways, So, title of this video, guys, Passport Bros Were So Bad Here in Cartagena That They Actually Did a Good Thing. So, I'm out here, I'm outside the Citadel. This is like the first permanent establishment the Spaniards had here in Latin America. You know, this is the wall of it over here. It's a big old citadel. By the way, guys, just to let you know, it was actually the Muslim Arab Moors who discovered Latin America, and then the Spaniards came in and they said, this is our shit. But this is why Taco El Pastor, which is very popular throughout the Latin world, is actually shawarma, which is a Middle Eastern dish. And again, guys, it was us Arabs, Muslims, who actually discovered Latin America and mingled with the Latin American people. This is why when I'm walking throughout Colombia, most Colombians look like they can be in Egypt or in the Middle East and nobody's gonna bat an eye on them, you know? Because again, trust and believe, vast majority of Latin people, especially, you know, those on the darker side, their DNA is probably closer to me than Brad Pitt. But anyways, let's get back to the video. So I'm just gonna give you a quick tour. That's the Atlantic Ocean over there, okay, guys? Cartagena is north, is North Colombia. So if we take off like that, guys, we will probably hit Miami in 1500 miles. That's Boca Grande over there. You know, there's a Boca Grande in Florida, you know, right next to Boca Raton. Obviously, guys, this is big money over there. Now, personally, guys, I don't like Cartagena because it's hot, it's humid, it's worse, it's actually on par with Florida. You know, if it's windy, if there's a breeze, it's all right, but if there's no breeze, Cartagena is hot, humid. You can't even get out of, you can't even leave your house during the day if it's sunny with no breeze. That's just how unbearable the weather here is. And the thing you guys need to understand about Colombia in general, because it's next to the equator, the weather is the same year round. You know, at least with Florida, let's say from October to like April, maybe March or May, we have decent weather. But here in Colombia, they have the same weather year round. You know, so if you live in Guatapé, where you like the cold like I do, it's gonna be like that year round. You know, if you live in Cartagena and you hate the heat like me, well, it's gonna be sucky like this, you know, year round. Anyway, guys, so let's start the walk and talk MGTOW shit, like Kendall Rican says. So we're gonna walk throughout the citadel. We're gonna walk throughout the most important touristic areas around the citadel here, guys. Now, last time I was here, guys, I would not dare film with my phone like this because I'm literally putting a mark on my back for people to come after me, you know, like criminals and bad people and horrible people. But now, guys, because the Passport Bros were so bad here in Cartagena that they actually did a good thing and they cleaned up the place. So now there's tons of police presence around Cartagena. They got rid of the prostitutes. They got rid of the criminals. They cracked down on a shitload of, they cracked down on a lot of things. They actually turned this place around into a family-friendly area. So imagine this place that was all prostitutes, all criminals, all drugs, you know, they flipped it around 180 degrees because the passport bros were so effing bad, that the pendulum swung in the opposite direction, you know? So if you guys know, I'm always telling you guys, leave it to the Kushites to fuck up the unfuckable, right, guys? So the Kushites are black, you know? We Jews have known for 3,500 years that black people will fuck up the unfuckable, okay? So Cartagena has long been Colombia's underworld or underbelly, you know, the dark side of Colombia, where there were prostitution and drugs, and the government turned a blind eye to it. You know, the natives were like, well, it's a needed evil. So they were like, all right, man, that's cool, you know. But then, you know, Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother, you know, the retarded 20-year-old kid who cuts hair for $2.99, he came out and he said, oh, yeah, man, Colombia is a Disneyland. You guys can come here, grab any woman you want, do with her whatever you want. And then, you know, passport bros, all of a sudden, they started coming here in droves. Like hundreds of thousands of black men would come here to Cartagena to exploit the woman. And if you guys remember, I did a video a couple of days ago in Medellin, you know. Medellin, throughout Medellin, they have this big old banner throughout the airport, throughout the tourist areas of Medellin. It's written in English, okay, because they're targeting passport bros. And the banner says, don't you dare exploit our adolescents, because we're going to put you in prison up to 25 years. Guys, the Colombian people had it with the passport bros, okay? Colombia is cracking down on the Kushites, okay? Now, this video is very important for black people in America, because you guys have to understand, the reason why America sucks is because of black people, okay? Black people are the reason why America sucks. Now, when the U.S. government collapses, which it will, the pendulum is going to swing back so hard that black people are going to be killed in America for sport, okay? It is what it is. Now, I know that not all Americans are Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother who cut hair for $2.99, you know, but the average American, they don't know that, you know? The average Colombian doesn't know the difference between a respectable black man like Coach Craig Adams versus, say, you know, Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother, you know? They're going to think that all black people are the same, and I know not all black people are the same, you know, but most people don't know that, you know? So, this... Hola, ¿cómo está, señor? Adiós. No dinero, no. Adiós. See, I'm not scared of that guy because I'm bigger than him, and, you know... See, this is what I'm telling you guys. Police presence around here is so... So many police are around here. You know, I'm actively avoiding the police. You know, that way they don't be like, hey, man, what are you doing filming? I mean, it's perfectly fine to film, you know. It's not illegal to film around here, okay, guys? It's definitely not illegal. You just don't want people to be like, what's this nigger doing, you know? So, but, yeah, they cleaned out this place big times, you know. I'm showing you guys, you know, last time I was here, dudes, so many prostitutes, so many criminals, so many fights breaking out, guys. I would never in a trillion years walk around with my camera doing video like I'm doing right now, you know? So, like I said, guys, I'm giving you a tour of the walled city. And again, this is like the first permanent establishment the Spanish had in Latin America. And again, guys, it was the Arab Muslims who actually founded Latin America. And this is why the people here look like us more than they look like white people, you know? So we got a couple of foreigners over there. Yeah, there are some prostitutes walking around, you know, but compared to how it was the last time I was here during the height of the passport bro movement, dude, this is 180 degree turn, guys. I am very, very happy with the way things are here in Cartagena, guys. I am, you know, see police presence right there, dudes. You know, police is going around, they have private security, they have guys. No, ugh, some fat, ugly prostitute wanted me to, like, no, not that desperate, you know. See, Alcalde Mayor de Cartagena de Indias, okay? Well, if you guys didn't find out by now, this is the Caribbean, okay? So the mayor of Cartagena was like, fuck these niggers, and they cracked down on the passport bro movement, you know? That's the Hard Rock Cafe over here. Now you guys have to understand, Cartagena is the most expensive city in Colombia, dudes. You know, Uber here is hella expensive, you know? When I say hella expensive, I'm talking like $4, okay? I'm not talking $40. I'm talking like $4 American, you know? To me, that's expensive, you know? I'm a cheap Jew, I can't help it. It's part of my genetic makeup, you know? Just like black people can't help fuck shit up, I can't help it to be cheap, okay? See? Family-oriented, people having fun, no criminals, no terrorists, no prostitutes. See, people having fun, enjoying life, you know. Clock tower is over there. You know, this entire area, guys, was like prostitutes, you know. You got the police van over there, you know. See, you know, any criminals, any prostitutes, any passport bros, they get put right in there, dudes. See, all you passport bros, come over here, guys. That police van is waiting for you, dudes, okay? So, see, it's so beautiful. See, you got police over there, guys. It's really nice. So, like I said, look, it's a family-friendly area now. Hola, bueno. Yeah, see, they're offering you like water, beer, you know, which obviously I don't take beer. I'm not gonna pay for water, you know. Obviously, you still got some, you know, streetwalkers, but again, they're respectable. Like Ram Well said, you know, respectable hoe. Hola, ¿cómo está, señor? So, as you guys can see, it's very, very safe here. Yeah, you're gonna get a couple of people who are gonna look at you all weird, but, you know, it's sick. I mean, I just passed by security a second ago. So, I just wanted to show you guys. Es bueno, señor. Yeah, you got a prostitute over there who wants to cover her face. It's like, bitch, I don't care about you. You know, she a prostitute. She knows that she a prostitute. You ain't that important. So, what I wanted to show you guys is just how safe it is over here, because of the passport bros. That's all there is to it. So anyway, guys, I'm gonna talk to you guys later. Peace.